find this very, very fascinating, this book. We'll just do this either. We'll see how much more time we spend on this. Again, we're going over a book review of this, a safer review of the book called Mitzrayim, Midrash and Myth, Egyptian Mythology, Rabbinic Tradition, and the Story of the Exodus by Rabbi Yisrael Kov. So we're on day 3. I didn't think we would do more than 3 days, but we'll just discuss a few more ideas before we wrap this up.
One of the idols come back.
What?
Until one of the idols come back.
The idols come back?
Idols.
I don't get it.
No, I don't.
It's all right.
A lot of idols. You got a lot of idols.
Paso.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Let's
continue.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Wasn't
that good to begin?
Let's continue.
I don't get it. All right. Someone tell me.
The American Idol?
Oh, the American Idol. I never watched that show.
I don't have a TV.
I never had a TV either. Right? I haven't TV since already 5 years. Since my mother was
I have a TV. For 20 years.
It doesn't work. What? Okay. Well, no, the computer's worse. Believe me, the computer's worse.
Since 1998.
Computer's worse than the television. That I can tell you. That for sure. Yeah. Much more distracting. Okay, let's discuss. I want to tell you, someone he left here. Someone's on the shir. We walked out. So he told me yesterday an addendum to what I said yesterday. We learned yesterday, and I want to use as a springboard to the next topic. We learned yesterday that in Egypt, we know from the one who wrote the sefer knows from studying their culture, their beliefs, their mythology, that Egypt was they specialized in the midah of hakaras hatayif. Yes, hakaras hatayif. And we discussed yesterday at length is that that's perhaps one of the reasons why if we had to go into Golos for 210 years, we could have gone to Kush, we could have gone to Ammon, to Moab. There were many nations all over the world that Hashem could have sent us to serve in Golos for 210. Why did He send us to Mitzrayim? So the answer is, even though Mitzrayim was worst of the worst, the Erva Sa'aretz and the Sheba, the torture was unbearable, there was a silver lining. And the silver lining was Hashem wanted us to observe, it should be ingrained within us, the Midah of Hakara Satoif. In Egypt, it was mentioned, it was a modern country, there was tolerance, it was freedom of religion to some degree. If there is a God, and this God brings benefit to man, we're all for it. Serve it. Not only should you serve it, you mechuyif to serve it, because that was the culture. You have to show appreciation to something or to someone that does good for you. That was a novel idea in Egypt. The sheep were an idol. Why? Because how could it be you sit in your home, it's freezing cold, and you're under a warm woolen blanket, wearing nice wool socks, and a wool coat, wool pajamas, and then the next 5 minutes later, you go out into the field, you take a knife, and you stab the sheep, and you let it bleed out, and you take its meat, and you eat the meat. What kind of a karas hatayiv is that? The animal has given you benefit, has provided you with warmth. You're going to kill it. You're going to take its life, torture it, and eat it? It's disgusting. Hakaras hatayiv. Memela, we worship the sheep. Okay, that's very not, it's very good, but it's also against Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Torah tells you Hakaras HaTov, but there are certain guidelines. There are guidelines, you have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, okay, not to go into all the details, but there's something to it. Hashem wanted us to experience this in order that when we become the Am HaNifcha, we should incorporate this Midah into our religion in the way Hashem wants it to be understood, not in a corrupted version. But the concept is true. Why do they worship the Nile? Because the Nile provided them with sustenance. The Nile rose, it flooded the fields, and they had Parnassa. So therefore, it's Kedai, it's word that we should worship the Nile. Why did they worship Yosef? Why was Yosef a celebrity in Egypt? Because Yosef provided for them in the years of famine. He went and he was the great savior. So the nature, the culture is, if you are good to us, we're going to be even better to you. This was the nature. So I said this over yesterday. There were many other examples of illustrating this concept, and that's why, again, that's how Mitzrayim was different than Egypt, and then that's how Mitzrayim was different than Canaan, because in Canaan it was rigid. Canaan, they had very specific gods. There was Dagon, and there was Baal. It wasn't a matter of Akaras HaTov. There were gods, there was mythology. Akaras HaTov was not part of the equation. Egypt had a different approach to their pagan belief, Akaras HaTov, and that allowed the country to allow tolerance of other types of gods. Not that these gods were the boss; they're not the Balabatim. The boss was other gods. Was Osiris and was Ra. The Mazda called Ra. We'll get to it. I'm not even pronouncing it right. They're called Ra?
Oh, Ra.
Yeah. Ra. So when you get to the sun god, the question is, the sun god has a very long discussion. What exactly is Ra? In many different sources. Is it Mars? Is it Venus? Is it the morning star? God, Samais, the whole thing, whatever it is. But it's a whole different approach to religion, to paganism, to allow into the pantheon, not the right word, the pantheon to the church of gods, to allow in other gods which we're not going to give them a front row seat. We're not going to give them, we're not going to put them in the Mizrach. But at least we're going to recognize them because of the mitzvah Akaras HaTov. So this person, the Shir, who's not here now, he said to me, that's pshat in the pasuk. How does the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim begin? How does it all begin? The very, very beginning. Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. Rav Shmuel Rashi chodosh mamish v'chad omar es nach chodosh nasa atzmo ki iluhu lo yoda. He made believe he did not know who Yosef was. What do you mean you don't know who Yosef was? The religion in Egypt was based on the principle of Akaras HaTov. And now all of a sudden, you're making believe you don't know that Yosef HaTzadik, he was the one who gave bracha and benefit to Egypt. He was the viceroy. He went and he provided for them. You're denying the chesed. Yeah, that's what this new power, this either the new power, old power, whatever it was, there was a change in their culture. No longer do we feel it necessary to be makir tov. Whole new approach. Yosef was the ultimate symbol of Akaras HaTov. Asher lo yodas Yosef. Why should we be different than all the other nations? The other nations, they bite the hand that feeds them. Go look at the United States. United States, they give financial aid to the whole world. And what does the world do to the United States? They spit on them. Okay? Bite the hand that feeds you. So why should we be different? Why should we be different? We'll also bite the hand that feeds us. Yosef, we have to pay homage to Yosef. He died long ago. Asher lo yoda, that's the beginning. Vayakam el chodesh asher lo yoda. It says, vayoymer elamo, hine yandem, and all goes. This is the beginning of Exodus. Why? Why were, so this person, the Shia, I forgot his name, why were we in Mitzrayim to begin with? Why do we go to Golos? Why Mitzrayim? We can go to another goal. We can go to Kush, to Moab, Ammon. Who knows where we want to go? You know why? Because here Hashem needs us to learn the need of Akaras HaTov. If you're not teaching Akaras HaTov in this country anymore, we don't need you. We're out of here. It's time to get out of here. It's not yet 400 years? 400 years? Avodim, Arba Me'oshana? We're going to have to figure out another way to be mashed on the 400 years of Golis in another country, somewhere else. Vavodim is a whole new twist. It's amazing. It's a whole new twist. Golis serves a purpose. There has to be a silver lining in Golis. Golis is a punishment. Obviously, it's an Nisayon, it's a challenge. But there has to be a silver lining. That's part of Hashem's plan. If you're not with the program, Paro, you don't want to be makir toiv, teach us for another 190 years the need of Akaras HaTov. What are we doing here? We don't need you. We'll go somewhere else. We'll go to the desert. We'll go to the desert. Hashem will give us whatever. We'll figure it out on our own. Whatever we need to do.
With the Egyptologists before staying, that was one place you said about the gods. Every pharaoh had the ability to bring in his own team.
Right. So we're coming down. That's what I'm coming to. But this is not my vart, but it fits in perfectly to, again, a new appreciation of why that pasuk expresses the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now with that pasuk, he actually uses that pasuk as another very fascinating insight into Egyptology. Did I say that correctly? Yeah. Egyptology. So what this is his idea. Is Yosef, we mentioned this yesterday, Yosef was worshipped. Chazal say, Halalu oivdei avodah zarah, Halalu oivdei avodah zarah. Why are the Jews better than the Egyptians? The Egyptians worship idols and the Jews worship idols. What was the idol that the Jews worshipped in Egypt? We don't really find this anywhere. We really hear this in Chazal. What were they worshipping? Explain to me, who? Normally, in Tanakh, we have the Baal. They're worshipping the Baal, they're worshipping Dagon. I don't know, you go through Ashtaros. Oh. Asherah, oh, Asherah. You can't forget about Asherah. She was a real big player. And you have Molech. We learned in Chesed, everyone is obsessed with this thing called Molech and Asherah.
Those were not the gods of Mitzrayim. They were more.
No, well, they some of them were. Some of them is all part of the Baal cycle. Yeah, right. Those are really Canaanite gods. Those are mainly Canaanite gods. That is correct. But then Chazal tell us, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But very rarely, if any, do you find the Chazal tell us, please, what God, what Avodah Zarah did the Jews worship in Egypt? Who is, name that God. Still a good show. Name that God. What's the God? The answer is Yosef. Yosef, they worship Yosef. The Egyptians worship Yosef and the Jews worship Yosef. Yosef was the physical representation, the manifestation, the reincarnation, I don't know how you want to describe it, of Osiris. Osiris is a very complex god. He's made up of many other gods, but basically he's the god of fertility. It represents the god of fertility. And the legend, the myth of Osiris, and we discussed this yesterday, paralleled the life story of Yosef HaTzadik. In the Greek mythology, Osiris was killed by his brothers, was thrown into the Nile by his brothers, and miraculously he was resurrected, and then came back, and did all these things. I don't know, all this, a little bit over my head what it is, but whatever it is, the Egyptians, when they looked at the life story of Yosef HaTzadik, ding, 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 it hit them in the head against their face. Unbelievable. The parallels between this Jew who came from Canaan and was sold by his brothers and became the Mishnah Lamelch by interpreting Pharaoh's dreams and rising to power and saving the country, parallels with utter perfection this legend, this myth that they've been living with about a god since they can remember, since this country was established, since the first dynasty of the Egyptians. So they were overwhelmed. His life story is an exact parallel to Osiris. He must be Osiris. He must be Osiris. So they began to worship him. And when he died, they would not let his body out of Egypt. They put his body, they buried it in the Nile. This is very interesting in Midrashim. They built some type of water park. that basically go to the castles. Really, a water park that around his coffin, and it was a palace that was on the Nile that was suspended through the power of hydraulics of water. What was going on was unbelievable, because he was the physical manifestation of Osiris, fertility, and the Egyptians, when they worshipped him, they became very successful. Now here's the very fascinating. What happened in Klal Yisrael? Uvnei Yisrael paru vayishritzu vayirbu vayatzmu b'me'od me'od. The population was off the charts. Where does fertility come from in Egyptian culture? Osiris. Osiris is the god of fertility. If you want to read the legend, it's like rated R. What it says about Osiris is that he was killed, I think, and then he was resurrected, except for the Aver.
His
wife. All these crazy things. Okay, I don't understand it. I don't even know what's going on. But let's just.
Avengers or something like that.
You get the book. We can't do all the details way over my head anyway to understand it. Whatever it is. Why are they populating so much? So the Egyptians looked at it. You know why they're populating so much? Because Osiris, fertility, and therefore they're out of control. The Jews, they're going to conquer the country. So the new power decide. You know what? No more Osiris. we're going to change gods, change the constitution. The main god is going to be the rival, the nemesis of Osiris, who was the sun god, called Ra. Ru'u ki ro'ah neged p'neichem. And this is a fact, documented fact. This is a lot easier than Osiris. There was the god, there are different dynasties, and it appears that the pharaoh had the power to decide which of the gods in the pantheon would be the primary god, Sad in the Mizrach. Which one sits in the Mizrach? Which one is in charge? He, Bedafka, did this to stop the multiplication, the reproduction, the explosive growth of Klal Yisrael. So, Vayaka Melech Chodesh, it takes on a whole new pshat in the pasuk. Vayaka Melech Chodesh asher lo yoda es Yosef means Nasa atzmo ki ilu lo yoda the avodizora of Yosef. Not just stam. I don't remember. This is a new approach, different dimension. Until now, Yosef wasn't just Yosef. Yosef was a good guy. He was very kind. We makritoived him. Yosef was Osiris. He was God. He was the God of fertility, and they worshipped him. And this was primary God number one. This was number top on the list. Paro said, no more. We have to. Time has come for a change. We're now going to no longer worship the God Osiris. We're going to worship the God called Ra. We're going to worship the word Ra. And you know what we're going to do to worship the Ra? You know, you just can't go make an announcement. We're going to build a cathedral. We're going to build a church in honor of the new god Ra. And you know what it's going to be called? That's Pisum and Ramses. Pisum, that goes to the etymology of Pisum and Ramses. Ramses is Ra, Mosas. He has the etymology of Mosas, means born to him. And it basically means the this Mokaim of Ramses is Resh Ayin, Ra. That's the god called Ra, the sun god. And it's made, the other two words in Egypt means born to. How you connect born to Ra, I don't know. I don't understand that part. But it means a Mokaim that's dedicated to the service of Ra. And Pisum is the same thing. Pisum, he has in the whole tradition what it means. Pisum, I don't understand. You have to trust me. Don't ever trust me. Never, ever trust me. Look in the book to see what he says, how he explains.
Pisum. What he's saying in terms of the Egyptian
dynasties.
They say that the Jews never think that they don't ever think that they build, you know, what do you call it? The
pyramids. Pyramids.
They build temples.
Temples. Oh,
that's,
exactly.
They aren't around.
Right. So that's not what they teach you. That's not what they teach you in kindergarten. In kindergarten, they teach you the Ari Miskunais. Ari Miskunais means
storage
facilities. Storage. So Rashi there has a whole shot in Miskunais. Chazal say it means anyone that it makes them weak. It makes them, it destroys them. The Chazal of Adrasha, anyone that gets involved in these things, they collapse. Which we interpret to mean, according to Chazal, they're quicksand. They built them on they purposely, in order to take away the satisfaction of doing something nice, they deceived them. They had them build these massive structures in quicksand. And then after 1 year, it collapsed. So all the slave labor that went into building demoralized Jews, because what do we have to show for our labor? Build it again. It collapsed again. Build it again. That's the common translation of this Chazal of what it means. Ramses Ramses. It means it collapsed. But on a higher level, it means a false ideology, an ideology of avodah zarah. Anyone that believes in this corrupt belief that the sun is going to give you all of your success, you will suffer greatly in your life when you realize how foolish you've been to believe in such nonsense. So in essence, this is a very deep idea, is they built temples. They didn't just build storage facilities. They were conscripted, the Jews, to build temples. Temples what? To worship a new god. You, until now, worshipping Osiris, the god of fertility, and that's why you're so numerous. You're increasing in such great number, and the truth is the Jews were guilty of this. Pyre was on the mark. Yeah?
So all these various pharaohs, that are named
Ramses. Right. All worship Ra.
Incorporate the name of the god.
Exactly. Into their name.
Just
into
like
name.
Baal exactly. In other places.
That's exactly what he says over here.
Certain names have kept being used, and that's where the name Moses
and
the
reason that they put Yosef after he died, in a metal box,
yes,
and threw it in the Nile is not, yes, to give benching to the Nile?
No, because they put him in the Nile because they want the Nile. The reason why they put Yosef in the Nile is because they want the Nile to be fertile. It's the source of their fertility, the Nile. So that's why specifically Osiris has to be in the Nile.
Yosef was a celebrity to the Egyptians because he was a slave. He was their focal point, like their Spartacus. He rose from slavery to become royalty.
We said that yesterday.
Right, but that's what happened to him, and the people looked towards him, and the pharaohs were nervous about that. It was destroying the classes.
But what's going on, the way he's learning over here, based upon research, Greek, and Egyptology, is that this changes the whole picture. Until now, the whole Egypt, they worshipped Yosef. He was the god Osiris. Vayakam el chodesh asher lo yoda es Yosef means we're now going to shift. Yosef, the god Yosef, is no longer going to be worshipped. We're going to shift to the god called Ra. And the Jews were conscripted to build the temples, and then by building the temples, Ra, they're going to be forced to abandon Yosef. So they'll stop multiplying. And when Pharaoh saw that's not working, they're still worshipping Yosef. And they're still multiplying. He has no choice to call in Shifra and Puah that they should kill, actually throw the babies into the Nile. There's a process over here. Pharaoh first said, let's stunt their growth by with birth control. He calls it here birth control. The birth control is what? What's the birth control?
Population control, right?
No, birth control.
Yeah.
What's because why are they so numerous? It's because they're on drugs. They're taking fertility pills. What are the fertility pills? They worship Yosef, just like we do. They worship and we worship. But then the Jews are much better worshippers because we're not so successful. And they say, it must be because he's the Yichus, it's in the blood. Yosef, the Jews are more in line with Yosef. They know how to daven better to Yosef because they're Jews. We're not so successful. And he seems to say the Jews were really guilty. Pharaoh was not a foolish man. That's right. The Jews were indeed worshipping Yosef. They also were caught up in this culture of Osiris. Chazal say it. Halalu of the Avodah Zarah. They're halalu of the Avodah Zarah. And who's the Avodah Zarah? Who's the Avodah Zarah? Yosef. So what does Pharaoh do for his country? New religion. Problem is the Jews are loyal to their old gods. It goes to show how funny we are. Here, when Pharaoh switches, no more Yosef, let's now go to Ra. Let's now go to the god of Ra. And the Jews, I'm going to force you to believe in Ra because you're going to build the temple of Ra. So you'll have pride. You'll have pride in the temple of Ra because you're going to build Ra. And it doesn't work. The Jews keep on getting strong. They get getting stronger and stronger. Why? Because the Jews, even though they're building Ra, they're davening in the back of Ra, having a minion to daven to Yosef. Right? They have a minion from Mincha. They're building over here the temple of Ra. And then during lunch, they go to the back room. Mincha, Mincha. Where is Osiris? We're going to face Osiris.
The last
So Pharaoh can't shake them off. Their old religion. Isn't it bizarre? Here in Egypt, we're loyal to the Avodah Zarah, and now we come into Eretz Yisrael, and we right away abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we worship nonsense. It goes to show how the Yetzirah, how powerful it is. And then what happens? Then they go, they're still loyal to the very, very end, all the way to Yosef. And that's why they take out Da'ikach Mesh Atzmos Yosef, as we mentioned yesterday. Yosef was leading them in the Yam. And what does Pharaoh say when they leave? I'm warning you, last chance, Ru'u ki ro'ah neged p'neichem. What is ro'ah? Ra'ah is the Avodah Zarah Ra. Okay, Rashi is a koichav. Koichav means, it means the Shemesh. It also explains, what were this week's parasha, the last two, the last second, the 8th and 9th Maka, and really the 9th and the 10th as well, 8, 9, and 10 is Arba and Choshech. What was Choshech? Hashem is mocking. You believe in Ra, the God of the sun. How come it's dark for 3 days? Dark for 3 days? What was Arba? Arba b'techshach ha'aretz. The essence of Arba is the earth is black, covered from end to end. The Ra does not tolerate another creature blocking its sunlight. The Arba was able to completely make the land dark. And when that didn't work, Hashem made the Avir dark. The last two makos was choshech. Makas b'choros took place chatzos halayla, at the peak of darkness. The peak of darkness was makas choshech. So it all revolves around Hashem is mocking. You believe in Ra, you nonsense. So Klal Yisrael leaves. Pyro is still adamant. Give up, Osiris. Focus on Ra. Ru'u ki ra neged p'neichem. Until Klal's L'kriyas Yamsuf came, it finally hit them. Osiris is not going to save us. Ra is not going to harm us. Vayaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe Avda. There's Jews, the way he understands it, it's amazing. They're struggling as they going into the Yam. They're still struggling. Who is the true God? Is the true God Osiris? Is the true God Ra? Or maybe there's something else. It was only when they saw the Egyptians dead, Hashem said, you have to, that plays a very important part. That plays a very important part of going back, Vayamein Ha'am, going back to Moshe, the Aaron. It's not like, you know, in kindergarten, you make it very, very simple. You know, it's us against them, everything's black and white. It's very complicated when you add into the mix the what was taking place in the times of Egypt, their beliefs, and how it penetrated the psyche of the Jews. Who's the real God? Osiris? Ra? Something else? And now when the Yam split out, I don't know how that fits. They have to figure out how to understand the Midah Keneged Midah. That was the spitz. Yeah.
Yeah. You also, stepping back a little, you see that Yosef feared that Yaakov would be worshipped, right?
Right, right. Yaakov foresaw this. Okay, another just quick idea, this ties in very important, is that Yosef, the dreams, what happened with the dreams? He saw the sun, the moon bowing down to him, and they saw the sheaves bowing down. The brothers, this guy thinks he's God. And it was true. He turned into God. They, the brothers, were on the mark. Because what the brothers were afraid would happen is exactly what happened. Yosef became the Avodah Zarah. The whole Klal Yisrael came to bow down to Yosef as a God. Exactly what they were legit. They were vindicated in their desire to kill Yosef. Look, you turned Klal Yisrael into Avodah Zarah. You are the Avodah Zarah. V'zehu. That's exactly what happened. So they weren't so off the track. What happened? Hashem said otherwise. Obviously, we suffer. We still don't steal your brother just because of that. But they totally changed it. And one other element would change it, which I don't know, it has to be worked out, is sometimes it would Melech Mitzrayim, and sometimes you have Paro. When you have Paro that includes within it Paro in the worship of Avodah Zarah, Paro as the leader of Ra, Paro, there's a Ra or wherever you want to, how you want to spin it, but sometimes it's Malchus, Melech Mitzrayim. There's a lot of changes. It's very, a lot of farshim they take notice when you add Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology into this. Every time it says Melech Mitzrayim versus Paro, opens up a whole new world, and also opens up a whole new world when the brothers said to Yosef, Hamaloich Timloich Aleinu Imashol Tim Shalbanu. You think you're going to be a melech over us? No, it's worse than that. This, I don't know the answer. You think you're going to be a god? When you bow down to someone, why do you bow down to someone? One of two reasons. Either you're my god, or respect, you're the melech. You're the melech. They're very different reasons why you bow down. The brothers originally didn't want to kill him because they thought, Hamoloich Timlech, you're just going to be the Melech. There was jealousy. But when they realized the true interpretation of his dreams, they had a new understanding later on. When we were bowing down in his dreams, it wasn't just Hamoloich Timlech. When we were bowing down in the dream, it means our children are going to end up worshipping him as a god, not just as a Melech. Now we have to eliminate him. There are a lot of different pieces of the puzzle, a lot of different variables which change when you open up to these ideas. And we'll stop here. It's late. Yeah.
Yeah. It says Paro, darkness.
Ra.
So this is a different interpretation.
Kaddish.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. شمه ده کوچابه رو خود کنم که برخاطر خاطر شیرات داشت خواهد هم همتا دم میرم مقلبا بیمو امین حریستایی و عربانا و کندان و الکور مردم من دست مالی در قنچن بیعتر آدم خواهد دارم بشن بانخیم بده و رحمین و این ارخم زانه نیو خود قنام بقل محمود و شمعیه و عرام بیمو امین بین شلما عربانا
You can open your phone now.
Have a good day. Feel good. Feel good. Refuah shleimah.